It seems that there were many tourism connections that we shared with Skagway that made it quite easy for us to merge with Skagway. And I suspect that similar tourism connections exist with Haines as well.
Tom Boutin, I live here in Juneau. I just want to urge you to continue to keep the Mendenhall Valley contiguous and compact. Blue-collar workers, the mines, the year-round high-wage jobs that the valley has is different than any other part of Southeast, you know, since we don't have the pulp mills or anything anymore.
My name is Robert Venables, and I'm located here in Haines, Alaska. It's given us some assurance to see how well Skagway had worked with the downtown delegation this past year, and I think one of the most important things for our community here in Haines is that we be in the same district as our neighbors, Skagway, and even Gustavus. I think Douglas kind of helps identify some folks within that small town feeling.
It's Kathy O'Rear. I'm a borough clerk for Petersburg Borough. We do want to make sure that the board understands that we are completely against any of the plans that would separate our borough in any sections, which that would be the AFR plan and the board plan F.
My name is Linda Adams, and I live in Ketchikan. I feel that Ketchikan in the new configuration would make a cohesive District 33 and continue to be aligned with Wrangell and could work well with Metlakatla, as we have a close proximity and distance, and the inclusion of Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales have the same issues.
I'm John Boyle. I'm here representing the mayor of the North Slope Borough. A recent decision by the Supreme Court of the United States on the Voting Rights Act has generated a great deal of public attention. Although the Alaska Redistricting Board may now avoid the process of preclearance from the U.S. Department of Justice, we strongly urge the board to continue its policy of drawing districts that do not diminish the voting protections of Alaska Natives.
My name is Dave Terrio, and I'm the legislative director for Alaska Conservation Voters. And it's hard to provide testimony without acknowledging the board's failure to create a constitutional map for the last election cycle. We now have lawmakers down in Juneau who are elected on legal lines, and these lines matter. There are a number of close races in the last elections, and there were a lot of close votes this past session.
This is Kathleen Minky in Haines. There are too many maps. I think we're up to 17 now. They're too hard to download and decipher in a timely manner for these hearings. I really don't think the board is doing its job to present a fair and balanced and constitutional plans to the public, nor is the board giving the public adequate time to understand the plans and to testify.
My name is Margot Waring. Having hearings in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau is really inadequate. I believe that there should be hearings in each of the senatorial districts, and that a presentation should be made in each of those districts.